about me.
Yes, yes.
When I wasn't in a position or condition to help myself, the Lord found me. So truly thank God today for my wife. You heard a testimony, amen, of being a keeper with MS for 39 years. God is a way maker.
Yes,
amen. And we have so many testimonies of you out there of how God has made ways out of no way. Heal from cancer.
Yes.
Lord, where are my cancer survivors? Give me a hand wave. Come on, my cancer survivors.
Amen.
Give me a hand
wave.
Where are my stroke survivors? Yes, Lord. I said, give God a hand wave. Where are my survivors? And when you were born, they had given up on you and said, you'll never be alive. Come on, just give God a hand wave. Where are And ye put out of them opinions and all of yours, which ye planned not to do ye. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served who were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me,
he said, put away the what?
Those compromise. Well, you know you're really serious about God when you start putting stuff away. They say, well, in Christ, we're free. We have liberty. We can do what we can. Yes, you can. But he said, if you know you're in Christ, there are some stuff you need to put away. When I got saved in college, so there was some stuff I had held on to for years. Right? When I got saved, he said, well, there's some stuff you can't do. I was like, wait a minute. Some of that stuff y'all said I can't do, I'm going to struggle with that. Because I've been doing that for years. But how do you know when you make your mind up to serve God? You don't have to put that stuff away because God takes it. I said, God will take it away. So a lot of times people want to serve things because they're trying, well, how am I going to do this? Let God do it.
Yeah.
But you aren't where you are to be in God because of what somebody else has said. I said, listen, I can't argue with you on that. But I know what God told me. Amen. And guess what? When God sends you somewhere away, it's not always easy. The old song said, nobody told me that my road. Thank you, Lord. Nobody told me that my road would be easy. But you know what's the most important thing? I don't believe God brought me this far. I said, I don't believe God brought me this far to leave me. I can lose possessions. I can lose friends. I can lose relationships. But when I lose God, I lost it all. The psalmist said, there's gonna come a time when your mother and father will forsake you. But I'm so glad I got a relationship with God. Because when my relationship forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Hallelujah. So don't allow other people. Yes, Lord, to make you not hear from God. People say, praise the Lord. Ezekiel says, I believe in the third and the fifth chapter, the Lord says, all souls. He don't care about the flesh. God's not concerned about your accomplishment. Yes, God will bless you if you obey. But God is more concerned about your soul. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, for so many years, it's a temptation. They've been trying to get me to move back to Georgia. Sir, they've been trying to get me to move back to Georgia. Matter of fact, when I was down recently, one of the preachers said, hey, Pastor, why don't you just come over back to Georgia? I said, oh, God didn't tell me to come back. That's what God told me to do. So I said, man, if I was going where I wanted to do, guess what? I would have been in Georgia. No more snow. No more cold. No more ice. No more high utility bills. I would have been in Georgia a long time ago, but God didn't tell me to go to Georgia. Yes, it looks good on the other side, but God didn't send me there. The most important thing you can do is develop a relationship with God so when He speaks, you will hear. And then when you ask God for direction, God will direct you. Because if a whole lot of people are directing you, you will miss the voice of God. Elijah, when he got tired and was running from God, the Bible said that he went into the wilderness. Elijah went into a cave. Now Elijah was supposed to be doing what God told him to do. So God found Elijah hiding in the cave from Jezebel. You are supposed to fear people.
Come on.
God said, Elijah, what are you doing here? He said, oh, well, this and that and other, Jezebel has a threat out for my life. And God said, well, I got a word for you. Now listen, when God has a word for you, you got to listen to what God for yourself. Because who has served the Lord is always right. So Elijah, the Lord said, I got a word for you. So Elijah went out, and the Bible said, oh, the earthquake. Elijah said, certainly the Lord is in the earthquake. But guess what?
God in the earthquake.
He said, then there was a mighty wind that came through and ripped through the mountain. And Elijah said, certainly the Lord is in the wind. Well, Elijah went out and God wasn't in the wind. Then there was a great fire. Elijah said, yes, God is a consuming fire. So I know who's in the fire. Elijah went out and God came. But God wasn't in the fire. But then the scripture said, there was a still of thing. You got to have an ear to hear what God is speaking to you. He's not always in the ostentatious. He's not always in the great. But God can speak to you in a small, still voice. And when the lion heard it, well, that don't sound like it could be God. Because God does stuff in a big way. God also do things in a small way. So Elijah wrapped himself in his mantle and went out. And God said, okay, what you've been asking, now I'm going to give you your prayer and desire.
The scripture says God will always answer every prayer. Every time you open your mouth, God hears you. God might not move when you want it to move, but God hears your every prayer. Amen. The scripture says that he hears you, but he looks for those that cry day and night. Hallelujah. The scripture says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? And it says, God will deliver you. Anybody need some deliverance?
Joseph was sold into bondage as a young man of 17 years old. fellowship. I tell you, relationships, if you ain't careful, your relationship can hurt you, especially if they don't see what God is doing in you. Because Joseph had a dream.
Yes.
But the brothers didn't understand the dream. But God sent Joseph the dream twice to let him know, I'm with you. But they didn't understand. So the brothers had planned on killing Joseph. All right? But then one of the brothers, Reuben, our sibling, said, no, don't kill him. All right? So let's sell him into slavery. So they sold their own brother into slavery. Why? Because they were jealous. That's your own family. Yes, your own family sometimes don't understand what God is doing. But you want to serve the Lord because serving the Lord is always right. So they didn't understand what God was doing. So all of his brothers got together to buy the plan and sold them into slavery. Then once they sold them into slavery, they sold them again in Egypt into Potiphar's house. When he got to Potiphar's house, God was blessing him so much. Potiphar said, wait a minute, there's something unusual about this slave. Don't you know that when God is with you, you're a slave. And God will still bless you.
Yes.
You know, listen, black eyes does matter, and all that other stuff matters too, but just have God.
Yes.
And God will bless you where you are. Right? The black eyes is important, but don't use it as a crutch not to do what you ought to do.
Amen.
Amen. Because I was black in the South, and I tell you a whole other story. But my parents told me, don't look at the situations, but keep your eyes on God.
Yes.
Amen. Keep your eyes.
Trying to get him to sin. God has been too good to me.
choose to be obedient to the Lord, and I won't sin against God. You can't give me a temptation. Yes, the devil's going to tempt us because he is the accuser of the brethren. But if you obey the Lord and resist, a lot of times we can resist the devil on some things. But how do you know?
You don't get all of that advertising.
Every time.
The devil is tempting you. Somebody said, well, I'm just on the computer. Sin is sin. If it's in the magazine, it's sin. If it's on the computer, it's sin. If it's on the TV, it's sin. Anything that tempts you to go away from God is sin. Remember this? If you don't remember anything else, serve the Lord. Can we all say this together as we all stand? You don't have to do it for me, but do it because of how good God has been to you. Do it for all the ways God has already brought you from. Can we say this together? Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord is always right. Nothing else.